Americans are now eating more chicken than beef or pork. And meeting that demand is an industry that some have dubbed Big Chicken. Texas is a major player in the industry, and so now Texas must manage a problem that in other circumstances we might describe as fallout or blowback. Dave Failing, a member station KUHF in Houston, explains what that problem is.
Dan Franks has a beautiful view from his home 40 miles east of Waco. A pond, a pasture, wildflowers in full bloom, but just barely visible off in the distance.
We're about a half a mile from the chicken houses.
Is what Franks calls an agri-factory, as in agriculture.
There are more than a million chickens over there.
I was in town, you know, and everybody was asking what stinks, and it's the chicken houses.
But more than smells are escaping. For sheer volume of pollutants released into Texas waterways, poultry producers are at the top of the list in the state, according to a watchdog group, Environment Texas. Luke Metzger is the group's director.
Well, I think when people think of farms, they think of the old mom-and-pop family farms. But you know, these have turned into giant corporate mechanized facilities that generate huge amounts of waste.
From the chicken coops, tons of manure is trucked away and spread on farmers' fields as fertilizer. At processing plants, millions of gallons of water are used daily in the slaughtering process and released into streams. One of the nation's biggest chicken producers is Sanderson Farms. It opened a processing plant in Bryan in 1995 and another in Waco in 2007, each handling over a million chickens a week. Mike Cockrell is Sanderson Farms' chief financial officer.
We do our dead-level best to operate not only in an environmentally friendly manner, but certainly consistent with all of the permits and the rules and the regulations that we've agreed to follow when we open a plant or when we open a wastewater treatment facility in this case.